What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
It's go, 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 go time.
It's
the Cool Hill Man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
There are places in the Middle East that have reportedly reincarnated dinosaurs right now. I am telling you, I had a good source on this.
Oh, you have a source?
Yeah.
This is a cocoa bomb that there's a T-Rex that has been cloned into
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Red Panda went down during halftime.
No.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Luckily, she didn't have no dishes in her hands.
Right.
Does she usually have dishes?
Yes, she does usually do the dish.
Thank God she wasn't executing the dish trick.
Right.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Where do you think Worm goes? You know what? Hell with it. I can make it.
I'm swimming in human feces. Okay.
Holy hell.
I am not like a poop talk girl either.
This is trash.
I'm not. You
got a lot of poop drops.
It's
though.
Disgusting.
Are you on poop talk on TikTok?
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Do you think Ray Kroc ever barged into a McDonald's and says, why don't you grab some of those sweet potatoes and turn them into french fries?
Who the heck is Ray Kroc, old man?
Are you serious?
Who is Ray Kroc?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't know who Ray Kroc is?
Ray Kroc, more like Kroc-a-hooey.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning!
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning!
Good morning, my neighbor!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Show! Yeah.
Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Well, good morning and happy Thursday from the eighth and final road show, which is happening on the top deck of the dive, Smalls Cove, Lake Winnipesaukee, Okay. This is a spectacle. Yeah. This is the show that the Odyssey lawyers didn't want to happen.
Wow.
And we need some kind of a symphony of boat horns. Are you guys able to activate the boat horn, Captain? Okay. All right. I mean, how is everybody?
It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, coming out this morning, there was already two boats when we came out at 5 a.m. And at 5 a.m.
crack of dawn.
Yes, people were already in the water. I don't know if that was a bathroom situation or, but it's awesome out here. It must make you emotional.
I'm very emotional.
Well, yeah, very emotional. I am.
I'm emotional because they're not able to serve food here. So that's why I'm most emotional. Yeah.
What do the kids say nowadays? The lawyers definitely fumbled the bag on this one.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they effed up the church's money.
What do you think, Coach?
Man, if they could have been on here, it would have been. Whoo. I mean, just the fact of seeing all these boats out here and the jet skis and everything and like they were telling me the water's only like 2.5-3 feet.
Yeah, no, it's we're on a sandbar and
very safe.
It's very safe. Yes. I don't want to spend the whole show.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend the whole show ragging on our corporate attorneys, but all right, I will. but anyway, what a beautiful morning. Sun was up. Curtis and I boated over.
Lovely.
And we want to thank our captain, John Dooley, and the SS Echo store that brought us over from Governor's Island this morning. And the sun was up and orange and beautiful. And I would go to work every single day on a boat if I could go on a boat. And if it was here at Lake Winnipesaukee,
I would rate that sunrise as the most stunning sunrise I've ever seen in my life. I love my Castle Island sunrises. Those are gorgeous. But driving here with Dooley and Greg and seeing the sunrise over the little island on Lake Winnipesaukee was unbelievable. Absolutely beautiful place. One of the most beautiful places in New England.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I've never been here.
I just, speaking of fumbling the bag, I think I left the egg sandwiches on the boat.
Oh,
my God.
Greg, sorry, you had one job.
Corey
made them this morning.
She got up early and made them for you this morning, and I'm sorry about that.
Oh, God. She was, like, taking specific orders, too. She's the best.
I'm sorry
about that. Dooley's fiancé, Corey, the best.
Well, we had unbelievable night last night at the Nazwa, and Coach, your first time here at Lake Winnipesaukee. What'd you think of the Nazwa?
I liked it. I ended up meeting my wife met this cool couple and people, and we ended up on their boat.
You don't have to go any further if you know what happened afterwards.
No.
Okay.
One of them went to played high school football against my son. So and then we were on their boat, and my wife was like, "Oh, we should buy a boat." And I said, "Who's gonna drive?" And she goes, "I drive it." I said, "Yeah, you're gonna drive it, and then knock down a pair because you can't even drive a moped. Forget about one of these pontoon boats," but it was perfect.
Could be a problem also when it comes to remembering to gas it up because you have an issue with that.
Yeah, I don't have to gas it up. I'll just kind of float. I don't really want to go too fast. I like this here, chilling.
Yeah, we were nervous that Wiggy had a fear of heights because we all got here and we're, you know, four stories up on the dive, and Wiggy was sort of hanging out in the mezzanine.
Yeah.
But then he came up.
So. No. It was a little bit cooler. Thanks. Shout out to Ken. Gave me a sweatshirt.
Oh, you guys are about the same size, so
yeah. Shout out to Ken. It fits good though, actually. Yeah,
did the beach at the Nazwa remain unchristened or what?
It was. Okay, it was kind of. There was people there. You know, we was gonna say, hey, man, who the hell knows? Maybe we started an orgy. Because I mean, people are like, what are we doing on the beach? I said, well, you take advantage of it.
Amen.
Don't worry about it, kids. You got here somehow.
It was great to meet all of you last night, and I want to thank everybody who came out and everybody who was here so far this morning. And it's gonna be an unbelievable way to wrap up the roadshow here on the dive at Lake Winnipesaukee in beautiful New Hampshire.
We had a couple from Alabama last night.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
A couple from Alabama that listen to us every morning.
They come by boat? How long did it take?
I believe they came by airplane.
Yeah, they had to go around the Gulf of America.
Right. Is there a Coast Guard in Alabama? I was just going to say that last night we had just a couple hundred people at the Nazwa, which was unbelievable. But the best part of being up here on a boat is that Ken was there and we were seated in front and I'm talking to Linz and Greg and Bullet and we're having a wonderful time. And Lindsay gives a compliment about that I tell funny jokes occasionally.
She did?
And
what was she trying to get?
And Ken, like, out of nowhere, I forgot that he's on the boat. We're going pretty fast. It's loud. He's like, huh, today there was a time when Curtis said a one-liner and nobody reacted. It was awesome.
He did.
And I sat there and I said, well, yeah, Ken, every time you say a joke, that's the response. So that's why you love it.
He actually said it happened 83 minutes and 12 seconds into the program this morning.
I have dubbed all those onto a mixed track.
Well, it's unbelievable. This is really a Friday, so it's good morning and hello. Symphony of Horns. I need the horns one more time. I don't want to blow everybody's batteries out, but.
Yeah. We are horny.
Okay, all right.
Do you see my son out there? He's out there somewhere. Sandra said they're here.
Oh, Harry's here somewhere?
Yeah. I don't know where they are.
Can Harry swim?
That's yet to be determined. Maybe today.
Yeah, I think all dogs can.
We had a scary incident on the boat ride.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday afternoon on the boat ride, our good friend John Dooley and his fiance Corey have a Great Dane that weighs 160 pounds.
Things like a horse.
You probably saw it at the restaurant, and you were probably angry last night at the Nassau.
He is so sweet, too. Rex is so sweet.
Rex is sweet. Excuse me. He doesn't swim though. He's never swam. So we came over here to take a look at the dive, and the marina is, I think it's the West Alton Bay Marina. It was right down the what do you call that?
Channel.
The channel.
I learned that this morning.
Thank you, Wiggy. thank you, Captain. And we went down to the marina to gas up, and Rex fell in the water trying to get on the boat. John Dooley. And, you know, I wear glasses, so I can't go. John Dooley went right in to save his dog, and the dog, in trying to swim, hit him smack dab in the face with his Great Dane paw and scratched his whole entire face and gave him a black eye.
Oh, Jesus.
But he saved
gosh.
The dog.
Yeah.
He saved the
That's
dog.
That's a hero.
It's like the guy on the Disney cruise.
Right. It was an amazing sight. We were inside grabbing a bite from the market there, and I see Dooley on the boat. He's just like blood. I was like, what the hell did I miss? Who came on the boat? Were they looking for me?
Yeah.
It was a great day, though.
But, yeah, beautiful day yesterday, and we got a lot to get to on the show this morning, including a bit of a kerfuffle for the Red Sox last night in the – was that the eighth inning last night?
Eighth inning.
Hey, they won the series. That's all that matters.
Yeah, they did win. Wiggy, I know. You got a bag of merch. They won the series, but
you're up 3-0. You give up a grand slam, and then the next inning, you have what? I don't even think you can call it like Little League. It's a T-ball.
It's bad.
It's like Bad News Bears.
Comedy of errors.
It was Bad News Bears. You got the error by Trevor Story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then
you throw to the wrong base.
Meanwhile, run after run after run is scoring on the play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild because they win a series and you're like, all right, maybe they're going to turn this thing around. And then you have that's not Major League Baseball play that you're seeing.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if that's any other team, the story is the coach. In this case, the manager.
Well, the story is the story a little bit last night, though. I mean, I guess you could look at him and say he turned it around a little bit this year, but that's a disappointing, that's an overall disappointing signing by the Boston Red Sox.
Without a doubt. Awful signing, especially considering what it did, where potentially if you gave that exact contract to Bogarts, then none of this chaos of the last couple of years happens, and then.
But you wouldn't have been able to give Bogarts that because he already got the 120. He was looking for north of 200 million. So you weren't going to get Bogarts at 120 what you were able to get Trevor Story at. So maybe that was their thought process because what did he end up getting? 285 or 265?
Yeah.
Who cares though? That's my thing. Who cares?
But the Bogarts contract is horrible. If you're a Padres fan, you look at that contract and you're like, why the hell did we give that? Because he's not doing anything out there. So the people who care are the people that had to cut the check. You know, they're the ones saying, is it worth it giving to that guy?
Well, that offseason, too, was the one they chose not to call Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
And yeah.
That was just.
That's your biggest mistake, because I still think, he's, what, top five maybe in home runs still again?
Ken had a stat on Saturday. Schwarber has, what is like, third most home runs in baseball the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's nuts right now. I think he's like, I'm not sure top five, but definitely top 10 when it comes to home runs again, leaders this year.
And remember, he was sitting there with he had his cell phone in front of him, and he's waiting for Heim Bloom to call, and Heim Bloom never called.
Right.
Yeah.
Never called.
The Red Sox, like our lawyers, they fumbled the bag on Schwarbs. I agree with that one, because he didn't get much money to go to Philly. I think it was only like $80 million over 4 years. It wasn't anything crazy.
And it was literally like the guy arrived here and immediately was like he was here forever.
And wanted to be here forever. Right. Like he did not want to go anywhere.
That was don't even call
insane.
Him.
Stupid by them, because he's your first baseman and he's your power bat.
Right.
Well, Red Sox split the last two of the series, and so they do indeed win a series. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. On the show this morning, our leads coming up in about 10 minutes or so, or at least we'll attempt to get those underway in about 10 minutes or so. They said it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. I think we're going to do boat leads.
Oh,
do you guys want boat leads? It's hard. I mean, it's going to have to be the horns.
Yeah.
Or Ken swims out.
Ken is. I think Ken is going to go. Ken, you're going to go out there in the water, right? Yeah. Are you allowed to do that?
He's not in his swim trunks.
Sorry,
that's okay. He has them on underneath.
They're shorts.
Why is he has a thong on?
he's got the European swim trunks.
I've never seen SPF 100 before. What the hell?
Have you ever seen anyone that is more nervous than Ken Laird has been the last 24 hours?
Yeah. I feel bad for him.
I do feel bad for him.
Get the water, Ken.
He's going to sleep well tonight.
I hope somebody can drive Ken back to Boston, because he deserves to get pie-eyed after
this. He does. He had a beer last night. I saw him.
Did he?
Yeah.
I talked to him pre-beer, because he gets pretty feisty.
Be careful, Ken, when you get in the water. You know what happens. Shrinkage.
So boat.
What?
That's
our boss.
Boat leads. We'll try for boat leads at about 7:45 this morning. And then we'll get to the news with Courtney at 8:20. And truth or fraudulent, the New Hampshire edition on the day of the last and final roadshow of this roadshow season at 8:45. And speaking as we were of the Red Sox front office report, with Sam Kennedy joining us at 9 this morning. So a lot to talk about with Sam Kennedy on this show this morning. And as always, we are going to play the very best Hill Notes back at about 9:20 this morning from Lake Winnipesaukee. So, and honestly, we should just I'll probably do this 100 times today, but these people getting up here and motoring their way over, you guys are the greatest audience that anybody has ever accumulated ever in the history of radio. Like, to be out here on your boats bright and early this morning is unbelievable. So we'll never forget it. All right.
It'd be the last roadshow ever, so.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to demand that we come back here next year and there are people on this boat. And if it doesn't happen, I quit.
Okay. I heard that's what happened.
All right. All right. Let's get started with Courtney and what is trending this first hour.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Subaru of New England.com. The Red Sox take the first in that suspended game early yesterday with the Reds. 5-3 was the final there, and then they dropped the second 8-4. The guys off tonight before hitting the road to take on the Nationals tomorrow. First pitch on your 4th of July is 11:05.
All right.
Against the Nationals on the 4th, kind of apropos.
They're back.
Yeah, America.
Yep.
Back, you old motorboating son of a bitch.
Okay.
They are back.
Elsewhere in MLB play, Clayton Kershaw has joined the 3,000 strikeout club. Kershaw became the 20th member in the Dodgers' win over the White Sox yesterday. In some NBA news, as the Knicks are expected to hire two-time NBA Coach of the Year winner Mike Brown as their next head coach.
At least none of our teams are the Knicks. What a dumpster fire.
Oh.
You fire Thibodeau, yep. And we're all like, oh, you know, they must have someone in the pipeline. Not saying Thibodeau's the second coming of Phil Jackson, but pretty good coach.
Yeah.
Mike Brown?
Oh, yeah. You know why?
Holy hell.
That's LeBron's boy.
So you think LeBron?
Yep. That's LeBron's boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Mike Brown, because wasn't Mike Brown the his coach in Cleveland?
Yeah.
For those
yeah.
years when they went to the chip over yeah. there?
Okay.
That's LeBron's boy.
All right. Kurt, this is an NBA Kurtspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, LeBron and the LeBron, his last couple of years to New York
yeah.
to play alongside Jalen Brunson and maybe and Karl Anthony Towns.
It also probably means that Dawn Staley turned the job down.
Right.
Is probably what happened. She's like, I'll stay in women's college basketball. Thank you.
Do you think LeBron wanted to become a Knick when he saw if you win one playoff series, they rename a city for
yep.
you?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, a street for
you. But can you imagine, and I'm not saying he will, but think about, you got to get into the mind of LeBron. Imagine LeBron going to New York. He's won a chip in L.A., now going to New York and winning, helping them win a championship. They haven't won a championship in, what, 50-something years?
That's
it's been a long time. Can you imagine the, like, the lore or, like, the...
Allure.
Like, allure, the how
allure
he would...
works.
Yeah, how he would ascend, winning in L.A. and then turning and winning in New York.
And it's also, obviously, much better player than Schilling, but Schilling and LeBron, similar egos.
Yeah.
Schilling coming to the Red Sox to be the guy that helped them win that World Series.
Right.
LeBron ending it. That's a pretty good point.
That may be the most coherent roadshow thought you have had at 6:20 in the morning.
It's the lake. The
that's
lake
saying tends, something.
The lake tends to do it for me.
Oh,
the lake? Yeah.
The lake. Are you a lake or an ocean person? I know you don't love water.
If I had to choose... I like the ocean, because Caribbean ocean, but if I had to choose New England, I'd rather be on a lake than be down at the Cape.
Okay.
Because look at this. It's nice and quiet. You can actually enjoy the water. When you get out in the ocean, forget about it.
Yeah.
The waves are too high. Right. I like this here.
Well, I tend to be an ocean person,
mm-hmm.
but this lake, we were on it for a long time yesterday, Curtis. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
It's like 261 miles all around.
Jesus.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
We were out and we finally got, because I thought this was the lake, like beautiful, and then we got to the like open
yeah.
part of it.
Crazy.
And it was like, you feel like you're in like Switzerland.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is not the open part of the lake?
Oh, no. There's like a huge...
No. Wiggy goes on. Look at the mountains over there. It goes on and on and on.
So is it that way or that? What's that?
Both.
Way?
It's, oh, wow. It's every way. Yeah. It's all around you, Coach.
Well, it's going to be a Subaru summer, and it's finally here. Hit the road in the trusted 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy with 2.9% financing up to 48 months, or lease for just $279 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Okay, well, we are spending our final roadshow day. It's a roadshow Thursday on Lake Winnipesaukee on the dive in Smalls Cove. And roadshows all season long have been brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. And by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix. This show all morning long on YouTube and on Twitch, in addition to being on the radio and on the Odyssey app. And you can, if you're not doing much today, like the whole rest of the world, this is the, other than Christmas week, is this the biggest blow-off week of the year?
Yeah.
Where really nothing gets done? Maybe people work Monday, but then when the 4th is on a Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whole week.
And you deserve it. You've worked hard remotely all year. You people deserve it. So
I famously went to Logan yesterday, and I drive there. The city is literally barren. Like, I got to Logan. I had,
really?
Like,
there was nobody there?
No traffic. When I was driving, I got to and from my house in 15 minutes to Logan. It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, 4th of July upon us. We are on Lake Winnipesaukee, and it is the last and final roadshow, and we will be back with our leads coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Obscure reference, Wiggy, on that song. The Mark Wahlberg film.
Is that Boogie Nights?
Yes.
Dirk Diggler? Nailed it. That was classic.
Nailed it.
Dirk Diggler.
You want a fun fact?
Yeah.
Motorin, the nickname Tom Brady gave Christian Fourier.
Really?
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Huh. All right.
Okay. What was your nickname with Tom Brady?
Just Jay Wiggs. I didn't have a cool nickname like Fourier.
He calls him the creator because without Wiggy, he would have no dynasty.
Correct.
Yeah, he always just called me. He's Boston's finest, so I'll take it. Yeah. You know?
Well, it's a roadshow Thursday, and we are on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire, and we are at the Dive, which is in Smalls Cove. And during the break, Curtis did a boat count. How many are here as of 6:30 this morning?
Well, I just saw two arrive, so we're up to 36.
Okay.
Wow.
And did you include jet skis?
Okay, so
jet skis. So watercraft. You did a watercraft count.
Right.
I met some people last night at our event at the Nazwa, and they were kayaking over. So I would assume it would take them longer, obviously, to get here. But
yeah, we had one kayaker here. I don't know where he went.
How many boats do we need? Like, what is success?
I say 50 boats.
50 boats is success?
All right.
Well, we get 100 boats.
What about a plane? There's one that's flying overhead.
Oh, yeah, there's a plane over there.
I'd say we get 100 boats. If we're already at, you said 37?
Yeah.
You think we get another? I don't know if we'll get another
60.
By the end of the show,
I know, but maybe. I don't know if we'll get another 60 boats.
I think we will.
Okay.
Ken is also going boat by boat, asking him to stop idling for the environment.
apparently we have an issue back at the radio station. Chime, good morning.
Morning, Greg.
You are by yourself this morning?
Yeah, I guess the guy who thought he was originally going to Lake Winnipesaukee and then was told not to go to Lake Winnipesaukee just also decided not to come to work today. So,
oh. Jack.
Would have loved a little bit of communication.
Yeah. Apparently, some concern because Ken has been calling Jackson repeatedly and he's not answering.
So, I just hope he's okay.
Well, yeah. It could be maybe some kind of a silent protest because Ken barred him last minute from coming to the road show.
I talked to him after the show yesterday, though. He seemed fine.
He did?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, define fine when it comes to
Jackson.
Well,
that's true, but it wasn't my fault that he couldn't go, so maybe he was just fine with me.
Oh, I just got a text that said, yo, sorry, I overslept.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that means he's on his way, I would assume. And he'll be here in time for all the Hill notes about him.
Awesome.
All right.
And he's safe.
And not in time to help me with any of the stuff we actually need help with.
I know. You get there after the news, there's really...
I already rolled in the news. Like, it's just like, what? I don't know what we're doing.
All right, we're going to get to Leeds momentarily, and then they said it coming up at 7:20, and we're going to try, if we can do it here on the water, we're going to try for boat Leeds at about 7:45 this morning, so... Hopefully you brought your boat Leeds. I do see a boat with a sign that says there's a lot to like about Lowell.
So yeah, there is.
That's
there
for you. That's for you, Courtney.
Yeah. So. Oh, there's a lot of Lowell folk, I think.
I think there's a lot to like about Lowell. All right.
What a jingle.
The best. So we should – let's get right now to today's leads, or at least start them.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Great one, Shime. That is the legendary Otis Redding, and does he whistle his way out of that at the end, Wiggy? Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay, is he whistling at the end of that song? I would argue that when it comes to the use of the whistle? Not often is the whistle used in pop music.
Okay.
But I would say that Guns N' Roses also uses...
Yes. Was that Sweet Child of Mine?
No. What is that, the Guns N' Roses song with a whistle? Somebody on the boat will know.
It wasn't Sweet Child of Mine.
Was that Bop?
No. Great song.
I'm a big whistler
to
music.
Shime, are you accepting all boat and water-related rejoin requests this
100%, definitely, okay. Yes.
On the text line or on the DMs?
Correct. Yep. You can DM me on Instagram at ShimeTime12, or you can send it in via the text line as well.
Okay. And also, I think, if I remember correctly, you have a full Spotify list that is ongoing of every rejoin you have ever played on this radio show. Am I correct about that?
That is correct, Greg. The number is currently 6,222. And so if you want that playlist, you can just DM me and I will send you the link.
Okay, and I think you titled that Spotify list Shime's Nuggets.
It's Greg Hill Show !!
Okay, all right. Leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England, and it is a Subaru summer. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg, good morning. You guys talked about it a little bit in the beginning of the segment, but just I don't want to get pulled back in by the Boston Red Sox. I refuse to do it. I refuse to allow myself to do it. You know, it looked good when they finished off that suspended game with a win, and then they start the next game up 3-0. But as soon as that grand slam hit, I go, yep, this is why I exactly didn't get myself too invested in this team, because you can never trust them. You can never trust them in a spot to hold a 4-0 or a 3-0 lead, because why would you be able to? That seems insane, right? And
Shime, they won the series. Like, yep. I mean, it's
good
baseball,
for them. And they're 43-45 still, Greg. Like, it's until they make a legitimate addition following the subtraction of Rafael Devers, until they make a legitimate add before the trade deadline, I have no interest in investing my hard-earned time into them.
Okay. you're out, and you won't be back unless you see some sort of a splash when it comes to the trade deadline.
Bingo.
All right, we'll save you a seat. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate you, Wiggs.
Wiggy's still in.
Yeah, I mean, they're only three games out of a wild card. That's what we're hoping for. I don't think they can catch the Yankees, even though the Yankees haven't been playing great, and they're, what, six games behind the Yankees? And we'll continue to pepper, whether it's Breslow or it's Sam Kennedy today, if you guys are going to be in the mix come trade deadline, well, you're going to show us that you have to go out there and make additions to this ball club.
Being alerted that patience is that's the Guns N' Roses song with the whistle.
Yeah.
Also, Courtney, I was just alerted on the text machine, the personal text machine by Santo, that You Can Call Me Al by the great Paul Simon features a whistle. So
That one.
You don't know that one?
No.
You don't know that
one? No.
Okay.
Played that one me yet.
How do you not know that song?
Chime, do you?
Chime probably does.
I feel like that's a classic.
I can't say I do.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just saying I don't know it.
Your generation, when it comes to music and a lot of other things, is just not living life.
Santo's my generation. He's just an old soul.
Where is Santo? Is he out
White
here?
Boat over there. I can see. Yeah.
Is that him?
Yep, they're over
Santo!
There.
Santo! There he is over there.
I met his dad yesterday. His dad was mad cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his dad was really cool.
His dad was at the Nasswat last night.
Yeah.
All right. Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Shime, you would hate to be a member of the Red Sox. This morning just came out, Jen McCaffrey has a long story in The Athletic about the Red Sox changing approach at the plate. They have had several individualized and group meetings because of the swoon they faced following the trade of Rafi Devers. In the nine games played after Devers' deal, the Red Sox had a 188 average and a 573 OPS at the DH. And there was a lot of changes to the way in which the team is trying to understand the best approach at the plate.
Were those meetings with the driveline people?
Yes. So the current club still holds large group meetings at the start of each series, utilizing its expanded video room where they capture signs, for group sessions, but then...
Whoa. Did you say capture signs?
No, I just threw that.
Okay.
It's expanded video room for group sessions, but then there are, do you know the Red Sox have three hitting coaches?
Yeah.
They sit down with each hitter daily to pinpoint strengths and weaknesses. The Red Sox have utilized 14 different lineups since they traded Rafi Devers, which has to be about one a game, right? It's been like 15, 16 games since the deal. And they are trying to get things, I guess, in a more disciplined way. But I'm going to ask the professional athlete at the table.
Yes.
Courtney. No. Wiggs, isn't there a point as a player where you're like, you're getting too much feedback, where you just want to like allow yourself to perform? Like, this seems
simplify
to
it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, simplify it for me. You know, and that's, you know, when you have a lot of coaches and everybody's trying to change their shoulder in, elbow up, whatever it is, and there's a lot of different things, sometimes what ends up happening as an athlete, you start to overthink things. And now you're, you know, rather than just focusing and saying, you know what, I'm going to try to go out there and make contact, you're worrying about, is my shoulder up? Is my chin down? Where am I, you know, am I pulling my head out of there? And so sometimes it's better to simplify things. But if you talked about three hitting coaches and, you know, having all these analytics come into it, sometimes you can fry out a guy's brain because he's thinking about a million things up there.
Yeah.
I assume, I probably shouldn't assume, but Yoshida's going to DH when he gets back. He's in Worcester, right? So
yeah.
I'm assuming that are they going to have an everyday DH going forward? Or
I think the reason they traded Devers is they want to have different DHs, or not every day, but have the flexibility. Yoshida is not going to play first, I don't think.
I think
he's taking grounders there just sort of as a, I don't know, something to do in a pinch. But I think obviously he would be the DH when he was in the lineup, and he would be playing, you know, not infrequently. But this to me, just like Ref Snyder said, that this is a difficult transition for younger players. Like, you know how Roman Anthony was really struggling for a bit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're just in the big leagues, you're trying to understand what's going on, you're staying in the Four Seasons, you're traveling with the big club, you're in this, like, unbelievable, you know, Boston environment for baseball, And then you have like these 3 hour long meetings. You get to the plate, you got to be in your own head.
Yeah. Well, that's the manager, though. That's got to be on core.
It's on Breslow. Yeah. And the stupid.
Listen, you're not going to go down that road with me.
It's the stupid driveline thing.
No, no. Cora has enough juice, Greg.
If I were Alex Cora, then the one thing I'll put on him is I would tell Craig Breslow, get the driveline guys and the rest of the nerds out of here.
You don't think Cora can do that? There's no way he's making $7 million, one of the highest paid coaches in Major League Baseball, and the guy's got no nuts. There's no way you're telling me that. If he wants things done, I think that sometimes he agrees with some of the things that Breslow's putting on the table, because Cora has enough juice. He's won a World Series as a manager. He won another World Series as an assistant coach. There's no way you're telling me this guy doesn't have the cachet in that building to be like, no, Brez, here's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's not working as currently constructed. So,
yeah.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Mm-hmm. We are on Lake Winnipesaukee. I think we have our first stand-up paddleboard that has arrived when it comes to, or a couple of them. And I saw a canoe also.
Yeah, there's a canoe right in front of us. Huh?
We got a canoe. We have multiple boats. We have multiple jet skis here this morning.
The stand-up paddleboard would be in my Mount Rushmore of things that are much more difficult than they appear.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Very hard.
Have you ever tried it?
Oh, I failed.
Yeah.
I nearly
in the ocean, it's very hard.
Awful.
Yeah.
I have a weight distribution balance.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Issue on that thing.
Because I tried a canoe and I went right over, and I tried to like put my hand down to stop me from going over. When you're bigger, it's too much of a, you know, you're too big for the boat.
Toledo saved Wiggy just like Dooley tried to save Rex.
No chance then, what you're saying is no chance of canoe sex.
Hell no.
No, that's
hell
not,
not going to happen. I used to do that.
That's not yeah, that's not I'm
gonna,
too big for a canoe.
It's not going to happen. All right. We are on Lake Winnipesaukee. Might be time for a little symphony of horns, if we could, here this morning, everybody.
All right, here we go.
You people are extraordinary. Yeah. What a beautiful day on the lake. Sun is up. It's going to be a beautiful – we'll get to the weather coming up.
Thank you.
A beautiful 4th of July weekend coming up. So,
right.
All right. We are on the dive. Lake Winnipesaukee, New Hampshire, the 8th and final road show, and we will be back with more leads next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself.
AllTrails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is a Roadshow Thursday, and we are on beautiful Lake Winnipesaukee, Smalls Cove, at the dive. What are you looking at?
The missus is here. Talina is on the water.
Oh, Queen Talina.
Yep.
Mrs. Wiggins arriving via motorboat.
Hey, that was built for speed or comfort.
You motorboating son of a Peggy.
You're predictable. You're nothing if not predictable.
Hey, low-hanging fruit. Who doesn't love it?
But it is, I got to tell you, it's beautiful out here. It's going to be a beautiful day here on Lake Winnipesaukee. And how many boats are we up to, Curtis?
47.
47 boats. All right, we're going for 100. I don't know if we'll make it or not, but we are so appreciative of you guys coming out last night at the Nazwa. We had a blast at the Nazwa last night, and it was great to meet everybody. People were driving from all over New Hampshire and all over the place, so appreciative of you being out here early this morning, however you got here, whatever type of motor craft you used to get here this morning.
And I have to say it, because Doug and Debbie are two great listeners
yes.
of ours. They come to a lot of road shows, come to a lot of foundation events. They were supposed to be on the dive today. They couldn't make it because they don't have a boat. It is Doug's birthday today, so happy birthday to Doug.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Yes.
We are going to get to They Said It coming up at about 7:20 this morning, and then we're going to try to figure out how to do boat leads at about 7:45 this morning, which Ken is trying to squirrel out of. So he has drafted somebody on a paddleboard,
right?
Who he wants to take the microphone out in the water. I think
Eric.
Eric?
Yep.
I think Ken ought to be like, yeah, I mean, Ken should be out in the water since he banned Jackson from coming here this morning.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know have you ever been on a paddleboard? No. I would have thought yes. All right. Anyway, we're going to get to all that stuff coming up here, the eighth and final road show. Before we get back to Leeds, can we open up the window world of Boston weather window for the holiday weekend? Curtis, poke your head out here over Lake Winnipesaukee, and looks like it's going to be beautiful today and maybe beautiful for once for a whole weekend.
It's going to be gorgeous. It's about 68 degrees here. It's going to be mid-80s, sunny here in Lake Winnipesaukee in Boston right now. Mostly sunny skies, 71 already, 86. Some potential thunderstorms this afternoon, nothing too crazy. The 4th in Boston, abundant sunshine, 79 degrees.
Oh,
literally
awesome.
The perfect weather for
awesome. All right. Well, we have leads left this morning, including one from Courtney. Courtney, hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. I do want to clarify something I said yesterday. Apparently, that company that I talked about with the dinosaurs do not have the T-Rex yet, but they do have a pterodactyl and raptors. So I just wanted to put that out there.
They've cloned a pterodactyl.
Yes.
Yep.
And a raptor.
Raptors.
Yeah. Multiple raptors.
My source was not sure how far they had advanced when it comes to getting the T-Rex, but they're working on that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's in the Arabia region.
The what?
Arabia region.
Oh, okay.
You sure it's not the
Saudi Arabia?
I'm guessing. He said he or she says Arabia region to me.
Uh-huh. You sure it's not the Ford motor vehicle company? I know they
sure
have
they
raptors.
Don't just have giant like fossils of
nope.
them?
Nope. But that's not my lead.
But just to be clear, yesterday, Courtney, if you weren't listening, brought up this odd investment opportunity. which I think she and Santo are considering getting in on. And yes, it is, she claims rather boldly that there is some organization that has cloned dinosaurs already.
Yeah,
We were talking about that in light of Jurassic Park, the seventh movie or whatever.
Well, the internet knows nothing about it.
Oh, no, really? Not aware?
Not a clue. No.
So what would what would the purpose be? So they would be like a pet pterodactyl?
No. They're going to come public with it all eventually.
No, I know what I'm saying, but like when they're
They've only told a choice few people.
Yeah.
Two. Santo and Courtney.
Nope. A bunch of people know. You guys know Tucker Healey.
Yeah.
He was told about it as well from the same source. Okay.
Mm. Curtis, so they can make an actual Jurassic Park. I think she said there's a saber-toothed tiger located in Texas.
Yes.
They're trying to
I don't know if they're in Texas, but the Met has like the rights to it.
But why wouldn't you just use AI? Like, because
these are real. They cloned them.
Yeah.
So they cloned an actual.
You can pet them.
Yeah, you can pet. Who wouldn't want to pet
take a selfie
T-Rex
with it?
Yeah.
Why don't we just clone Tom Brady? What are we worried about pterodactyls for?
It's a big money machine, though. They'll make another Jurassic Park.
All right.
Anyways, though.
Another Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
But well, like there's been one before?
No, yeah, you're right. Okay, so the first. Anyway, my lead this morning is Dame Lillard. Is reported.
Can I jump frog on this?
Go
ahead. You and I have the same lead. We have the same topic of leads.
Okay, it's reported that the Celtics, the Warriors, and the Lakers are all interested in Dame. I don't, and I wonder your feelings on this, I don't know why the Celtics would do this. It's $112.6 million to take a 34-year-old who's coming off an Achilles injury during a time where the Celtics are trying to unload money. That's what everybody's been trying to tell me. $112.6 million for...
This is my lead, too. No.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not $112 million. The Milwaukee Bucks will pick up his contract.
No.
Yes, the Milwaukee, he's paid for Milwaukee, I forget what he's supposed to be making for Milwaukee. I think it's like 22 or 23 million. You could get him for basically the veteran exception minimum, which is like 15 million that you would have to pay him.
And then they're on the hook for the 22.
And then they're on the hook for the 22. So I love it because you would be able to get him for like 15 million a year. He would then get, or 17 million, he would then get his 22 million for the Milwaukee Bucks, who owe him like 4 or 5 years.
But so why would Milwaukee do this?
Because they waived him. They got rid of him. So you don't have to trade for him. The Milwaukee Bucks have waived Dame Lillard.
But he still had 5 years. So
right.
You have to pay him out $112.6 million and he's not even playing for
him. No, they pay him that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, Milwaukee pays him that.
Yes.
And then the Celtics give him the veteran exception, which is like 17 million for somebody in his age bracket. So he would get 22 from Milwaukee and then 17 from the Celtics, and he basically getting his 40 million, and you would be able to only have to pay him 17 million.
And then what do you have to give up for that?
You don't have to give up anything.
So but players.
You don't have to give up none. The Milwaukee waived him. They cut him.
He's a free agent.
I understand, but I'm saying space wise on this team, where are you putting him?
Well, I mean, you could put him anywhere. Like, it would be no different than adding a player to the current roster.
But
I don't, my lead was going to be, because
I don't like it. That was
everybody's talking about the core four. And so you end up having Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and you've got Derek White, and you add Dame Lillard. I don't mind. If they're going to spend money, then I don't mind adding him. I don't care how he's 34 years old. Like, what's the risk?
No,
there's no risk. The only risk you have is that you're better, but you're not good enough to win a title. So this year you're a 3 seed and you're not improving your roster.
He won't be able to play this year anyway.
You would get him next year when Tatum came back.
You'd still
have the ability to get a max guy. So you'd have Jaylen Brown, Tatum, a max guy, Derek White, and then Dame Lillard would basically be like the P.J. Brown of the Celtics when they won
07.
A chip. When they won a chip, where you add a player that is a veteran that you don't have to pay a ton of money for, and he has a specific role that he plays.
I want to get Celtics fans to weigh in on this, so let's take a quick break, if that's okay.
I'm just going to say one thing. Wiggy's changed my mind. Changed my mind. If they don't, because in my mind, I was like, $112 million, they're going to have to get rid of Jaylen Brown. Absolutely not for a 34-year-old coming off Achilles. If that's not the case, fine.
Never.
Yep.
All right, so I want your thought on this, Green Teamers. So We'll do that. We'll come back with a – well, we kind of – Wiggy, was that your lead?
Yeah, that was my – my lead was wow. I'm all for it.
Wait,
yeah.
You got leads done before 7 o'clock?
When was the last time that happened?
Congratulations.
Thank you, Sean.
Call the attorneys.
We are here in a very dangerous 2 to 3 feet of water. Thank God the lawyers got involved, because imagine if this thing sunk and it sunk down another foot.
That would be bad.
Down to 2 feet.
Yeah.
It'd really be awful.
Do you remember the SNL skit where Jim Carrey was the overzealous lifeguard in the pool?
Yes, it was like a hot tub.
Yeah, with Tim Meadows. Yes, that's what I feel like.
That's right.
And Exy or Mac in Twitch, no surprise she fails at math. Yeah, there is no surprise there. I've always been bad at math.
That you fail
always
at math?
Always been bad at math.
All right. Well, we are on Twitch. You watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube, and it is brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if your holiday weekend plans include maybe getting a diamond, go see them for not only the lowest price, but also they will teach you everything that you need to know about diamonds and the 5 C's, or is it the 4 C's, the 5, how many C's
are
there?
There's 4.
There's 4 C's. All right, so go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and we will be right back on a Roadshow Thursday at WEEI.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.